It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
This is the sweet, 'tis letter that I have ever read. It was written by my sweetheart, and this is what she said. It reads, my dearest darling, still love you faithfully, and I hope these few lines find you still in love with me. The more I read this letter, the more it touches my heart. Right here, she says, don't forget her, even though we're miles apart. She closes out by saying, I think I'll go to bed. So I'll kiss this letter, darling, but I wish it was you instead. The more I read this letter, the more is my heart. Right here she says, don't forget her, even though we're miles apart. She closes out by saying, I think I'll go to bed. So I'll kiss this letter, darling, but I wish it was you instead.
Wow, man. Wow. Lord have mercy. That is a mega force right there. Little Willie John. Letter from my darling. I love it how he says, I read it from this letter. The more I read it this letter. I love that. I love that line in there. It's kind of subtle the way he puts in the eat it at the end, but that's what he says. Poor Willie John. Oh, by the way, I was cruising down the street the other night. It was late at night, and I was listening to something on the radio out of New Orleans, and it was Willie John, but it wasn't one of the ones we have in the mix today. I've got a bunch in here. So I picked up my little handheld digital recorder, and I left a memo to myself saying, play a bunch of Little Willie John on Friday. So that's what we're going to do today. We got a bunch of it in there. Got a couple covers on his tune as well. He had a sad ending. I think it was in Seattle. It was somewhere in the northwest. He was in a bar and he got in a fight, I think with a railroad guy and argument, and ended up stabbing the guy to death, and then ended up dying in prison after that. I'm pretty sure that's the way it goes. Little Willie John. What a shame, man. What a total shame. Stone cold. Theater War next year. I don't plan on stabbing anybody to death. Well, at least not so far anyway. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. This is good stuff, A. We play cool music. I just put up a bunch of Latin phrases, and you hear these all the time. And I didn't know what some of them meant. I just, you just hear them. For example, ergo. I didn't know what that means. You hear it all the time. It means therefore. You hear de facto, which means from the fact, et cetera. Which means, and the others. So anyway, there's a bunch of them up there. You can learn to speak Latin. As I commented quite accurately, the only Latin I knew prior to this was ut frae upsle. That's it. Ut frae upsle. I knew the Romans used to, that means Fruit Loops in Latin. And then you hear the term ipso facto, which means by that very fact. I wouldn't have known that. So you can increase your educational level over there and smart stuff. Yeah, way cool. And by the way, for you guitar players, oh, man, you got to see the piano Telecaster. Yes. Guitar made from 100-year-old piano keys, sealed in resin. This is a sweet build. I got to pass this over to my pal, that I haven't talked to in a long time, my number one guitar tech, Tom X. I don't know if he listens in on the show regularly or not, but Tom, if you do, you got to see this piano key Telecaster. Unbelievable. That's all I'll tell you so far. I think it's time for me. Let's see. I think it is. I'm pretty certain it is. Yeah, it's time for me to let you know that it's Alternative Bump Music Friday. Wait, hang on a second. My mouse is out of control here. I hate when my mouse goes out of control. There we go. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday, and you're on the edge.
Say, no one can love you the way I do, 'cause you give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Take this heart away. Take these arms I'll never use. And just believe in what my lips have to say. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. My eyes light up when you call my name, cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night.
Yes, yes, more Little Willie John. Was that, is that cool or what? Yeah, that tune, in its day, tune's called Fever. Hang on, I have to do some quick math here. Let's see, I don't want to screw this up. What are we talking about here? Let's see, I guess I'll, should I differentiate this? Or should I integrate it? I think I'll do both. Hang on a second here. There we go. Okay, that's close enough for rock and roll. Anyway, where was I? Little Willie John, Fever. Back in the day, if you caught the lyric on that, that was scandalous. It couldn't get played on the radio. In fact, we're going to hear Peggy Lee's version of it at the end of this this segment. But it was scandalous. Banned in Boston, that kind of a thing. They thought it was too sexual, too much sexual innuendo. It got played on the black radio stations because when Willie John recorded it, it got played on what they called Race Records, which was black R&B. White folks singing that? Uh-uh, that ain't going to work. Well, nobody would. Peggy Lee did. She knocked it over to left field. Wow, we're going to hear that in just a second here. Theta Roar next year, you're on the edge. And it's Alternative Bump Music Friday. It's what we do here. We fool around, have a blast, playing cool music. We're staying away from much of the heavy-hitting political stuff, which we do. The punditry's outstanding Monday through Thursday and Friday, too. I listened to about, I'm halfway through the Tucker Carlson, Vladimir Putin interview, and those I posted, it's over on Theodore Nexink on Facebook. The thing that stands out is how knowledgeable that man is about Russian history. He's, in fact, I think Tucker calls him encyclopedic or something. It's amazing. Now, I haven't gotten through the whole thing, and one of the things that he points out, and I knew this, but I didn't know the in-depth history on it, still don't, but he calls it the Nazification of Ukraine. In 1939, when Hitler went into Poland, the Ukrainians sided with Hitler big time. And here's my watch again, hitting the counter. Don't get freaked out by that. But anyway, I should take it off and throw it away. No, I can't do that. But anyway, where was I? The Nazification of Ukraine. And they lionized much of the Nazi sympathizers that were loving putting Jews in camps. And to this day, they have statues to them. So Putin was talking about that was one of his main reasons he wanted to go into denazify Ukraine. Anyway, I don't know how much of it is an excuse or propaganda or lies, but to listen to him talking about it and listening to when he goes into the ancient history of Russia, we're talking going back to 800. He goes back to, I want to say 826 or something like that. But he talks about the unification of all the segments in Russia that have been fragmented, and many of which were given to other nations. In fact, Hungary, there's a whole component of Hungarians in Ukraine that speak Hungarian, and it's just a stunning interview. I got to finish the rest of it tonight. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. Thank you.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever. When we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever. With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, to give you fever.
Someone's hands to lead me through the night. I need someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. When the night begins and until it ends, I need your love so bad. Need someone's lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, I need your love so bad. Oh, so go on and give it up. Bring it home to me. Oh, write it on a piece of paper so it can be read to me. Tell me you love me. Stop driving me mad. 'Cause I need, yes, I need your love so bad. So need a soft voice that will talk to me at night. Don't worry, baby, we won't fuss and fight. And listen to my plea, bring it home to me. I need your love so bad. Yeah. Yeah.
female of the species. Lordy have mercy. That's a woman named Dakota State, and she's got a whole massive career. But here she is singing a tune that I think is done most properly by Little Willie John, which we're going to hear later on. But there she is with I Need Your Love So Bad. Solomon Burke does a killer version of that, too. Now, a lot of that stuff, again, they could not get it played on the radio. The lyric was just too suggestive for the white folks back in the day. And they owned most of the radio stations. But the bottom line is that it eventually broke through and would not be denied. That is a rhythm and blues. That's just a force that will not be denied. Theodore Warnick, here, you're on the edge. This is a force that will not be denied either. You're on the edge. It's really cool radio is what it is. And hopefully you're listening in every day. We do a whole bunch of different stuff all day long. I just saw a post. I don't know where this comes down from. I'm in a bunch of, I guess you'd call it, selective, esoteric Facebook pages. They focus on various things. And one of them is out of Detroit. And they posted a picture of Vicky's Barbecue. Nobody's ever heard of Vicky's Barbecue. Well, some people have with the secret handshake, but... I got made aware of that by our bass player, Fuzzy, who used to come down to the gigs at Nancy Whiskey's, and he'd always stop there, snag a slab of ribs, and then come down to the gig. And all I had to do was eat one of those ribs, and I was hooked. Vicky's on Warren Road. It's not a nice neighborhood. No, not at all, man. You don't want to go there late at night, although I've done that, but you don't want to do that. And you need a wheel man to do it right. You got to have somebody that goes in and gets the food, orders it and gets the food. Somebody sits in the car looking all over the place, head on swivel. And then when you need to, you get the hell out of there, man. But on fire today, says a friend. Thank you so much. Today's focusing big time on R&B. We're gonna jump around all over the place. But today, this is your musical education. This is American exceptionalism. You know when you hear about Black History Month? I'm playing black people on the radio that literally wrote the book on rhythm and blues. And 9 out of 10, make that 11 out of 10, black people today don't know anything about them. Don't know anything about them. And the youth doesn't carry this stuff on. They have no interest whatsoever at all. In fact, I just saw a great meme. Whose site it's on. I think it's over there on Elma X's site. Let's see. Now I'm getting sidetracked, but that's okay. That's what I get paid to do. I get paid to get sidetracked. Let's see. It was about music lyric. I'm flipping around here on Facebook. It was love songs as opposed to modern day lyric. Now, I guess it's not on her page. Maybe it was, but it was on the main homepage. And Nicki Minaj was the point given, the case given. Just hideous. I mean, hideous. The way that what passes for music now. It's fragmented noise is what it is. Basically crap. Yeah, I can't find it now, but you'll know it when you see it. It gives, a lyric by, I can't remember who they compare, but there's a lyric which is just stone cold, beautiful lyrics, and then you got Nicki Minaj screaming, you a hoe, you a hoe, you a hoe. It just goes on and on over and over again. You know what they traffic in? They traffic in noise, fragmentary noise. That's what it is, 100% fragmentary noise. And you hear it when it pulls up in the car next to you, boom, 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 you know, that kind of thing. And then if you even... bothered to listen to the lyrics, just crap top to bottom, 100%. If I can find it, I'll post it. I don't think I went by it. I didn't post it. That's what we do here for a living. By the way, did you hear that Joe Biden's getting a pass on doing the exact same thing that Donald Trump did, except Donald Trump could legally do it and Joe Biden couldn't? Do you know this? You're going to hear this all over the news. In fact, it's already being broadcast on the news here at top of the hour on Wham. Joe Biden's getting a pass on having classified documents in his garage and actually destroying some of them when they found out that he was going to get caught. Now, here's the deal that nobody's talking about. Donald Trump could do that because he was a president. Joe Biden was not a president at the time he did that. He was a U.S. senator, so that's straight up illegal. Stealing classified documents, the only one that can do that is a president of the United States because he can take anything. He can classify something or declassify it. So Donald Trump has committed no crime with regard to that, yet he's on trial right now, being screwed over for billions of dollars in legal fees. And Joe Biden's walking around like he owns a joint, unable to form a complete sentence. Yeah, and one of the excuses they gave is, this just defies logic, they said Joe Biden won't be prosecuted because he's an old man with a poor memory. I'm not making this up. I ain't making this up. You can go over and see it for yourself. Now, it says here Joe Biden recounts a time he parted the Red Sea to escape slavery in Mexico. That one I believe. That one I stone cold believe. I don't know if I posted that one, but where's the one on Joe Biden not getting prosecuted? It's not here. Oh, here we go. Man ruled too senile to stand trial, still fine to run the country. Yep, that's it. There you go. That's what we're up against right now. And it's amazing because we, the thinking, look at this stuff and we know how absolutely insane and crazy it is, and nothing gets done about it. Literally nothing gets done about it. It just keeps going on and on and on, rolling on. The madness just keeps rolling on. Frustrating, isn't it? It is. It's like you're in the middle of an insane dream. We're right now, there's monkey logic out there. And we're watching. We go, anybody in the right mind knows this is wrong. But the people in charge keep going forward because, well, they're in charge and they can. That's why. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
When you touch my hand and talk sweet talk, I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk. I'm trembling and I'm shaking. And when you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart stops dough and the stink bodies dance. And I'm panting and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I wanna hug it with all of my might. And I'm sweating and I'm shaking. So I've been told makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever and I'm shaking. Feel like I've been run through the mill. I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm so jittery and I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strong as in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like you took me the same old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Well, a storm rocks a ship on a sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I like a neighbor's wreck, I'm all shook up. And that's what you are doing to me, cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking. And I'm jumping and I'm shaking. Shaking, 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 shaking.
You left and said goodbye. Do you think that I will sit and cry? Even if my heart should tell me so, darling, I would rather let you go. Just because you think that you're so smart, breaking lovers' hearts. Before I let this thing happen to me, darling, I would rather swim the sea. I know you think you're smart, just going around breaking lovers' hearts. Just because I want someone good and pure as mine. But maybe I am asking for too much. Darling, please don't ever break my heart.
someone who's kind, with a heart as good and pure as mine. But maybe I am asking for too much. Darling, please don't ever break my heart.
Yeah, that's a deep New Orleans stuff right there, Lloyd Price. Just Because. That one, I don't think made it a lot further than I-10. That's below I-10 stuff, but he had a lot of hits out there. Dr. John once said in his autobiography, Under a Hoodoo Moon, which I would recommend you read, find a copy of that and read it. I couldn't put it down. That's Dr. John talking about coming up as a child all the way through going on to become Dr. John, the Night Tripper. And it is it's a pretty chilling read and pretty interesting. But anyway, he was talking about at one point he was writing songs. He got his way into the New Orleans music scene, and he was a songwriter. And he put they'd come in and they'd put songs in this in a basket, and whoever would come in would take a song and then record it and attribute it to whoever wrote it, whatever, get writing credits. That gets you money, by the way. But he said Lloyd Price stole a song of his. I'm 99.9% certain he said that in his book. In fact, I'm 100% certain he said that in his book, Under Hoodoo Moon. And he said he planned to kill Lloyd Price. He was going to shoot him. And and he showed up at a session Lloyd Price was supposed to be at, and Lloyd Price wasn't there. So he didn't get a chance to shoot him. But he had a pistol. He was ready to kill him. And he didn't. And so things worked out for the best, and Dr. John went on to live many more years. So did Lloyd Price. So that's all in Under a Hoodoo Moon. I told you I emceed Dr. John. Told you this before on the show many times at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. And when I was backstage hanging out, I went into his dressing room, and he was standing there kind of holding court in front of all of his crew. And I said, man, that book you wrote, Under a Hoodoo Moon, I said, that was incredible. What a story you have. And he looked at me, and he said, without even breaking his stride, he said, that was all bull. Well, yeah, how am I going to put this? That was all bull crap, man. That was all bull crap. He used the S word, but I just made all that BS up, man. I knew he didn't make it up. It's too for real, too in the trenches. But what a life that cat had. Again, if you get a chance, you should read that. What else you got to do with your life? You got something better to do with your life? It's Under a Hoodoo Moon, Dr. John's self-penned, his autobiography. Way cool stuff. Worthy of your attention. You know, it's about making life more colorful and easier to live, isn't it? So write that down. That will definitely make your life more colorful and easier to live. You're on the Edge to Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond, with my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine.